Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muriyo mutya mu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Obulamu buli butya.
And how is your lives?
Obulamu buli butya.
How is your lives?
Enda kusaba otambule tambule mu mpola awo.
I'm going to request you move around. Greet the one who is at the extreme end. Greet everyone there. Have a prayer you make for them. Have a prophecy you proclaim to them. As
long
as it will be fulfilled. And it fulfills quick. Greet them if they have a sickness. You pray for them they be healed. So they don't tell you which sickness. God sees most.
Or
to one who bring our words, all things are laid bare according to Hebrews chapter 4 verses 12 up to 13. Pray a sick a prayer to be healed. God has given you that power. If one in need, pray that they get that in
need.
Pray for them that God heals. The Father hears, He is ready to answer. He fulfills Matthew 18, verse 19, up to 20.
We are
to three up to the
words.
The Father is to do it. Our Lord Jesus
is
ready to do it. The Holy Spirit is there with much power to
Angels
going to minister to fulfill that prayer. Move on, have a word of prophecy
to speak.
Have a prayer which quickly comes to pass. Proclaim on them in the name of Jesus. Pray and you indeed prove. You fulfill James chapter 5 from verse 13 to 17. A prayer should be of faith. Faith comes from hearing the word of God. Have scriptures you put in that prayer.
Army
of angels going to fulfill that scripture that is speaking with them. That prayer.
Pray
when you are holy, there is no hypocrisy in you.
And
you don't wish only yourself, but you wish them the good things you have wanted.
For
a prayer of a righteous person avails much in its working.
It
work upon what is not proclaimed, even that you have not spoken upon it. God sees it and He knows what we need before we ask them. There are many things He's going to do. There's a testimony come from the prayer you pray right now. You speak unto that brethren in the name of the Lord Jesus.
It
comes from the bottom of the heart of faith. Yes. You to the prayer for take that prophecy. Take that prayer saying amen, 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 amen. Now as we come back in our seats, up your hands, proclaim a prayer unto the nation, unto the church in Uganda, even to the nation Uganda, even to the church in the entire world, even the entire world.
Have
words of prophecy you proclaim to
the ekanisa mu Uganda.
I have a prayer you pray for the church
Uganda. Baake sala jo sabire gwanga lya Uganda.
I have a prayer you pray for the nation Uganda.
Baake sala jo sabire kanisa mu nsi yonna.
I have a prayer you pray for the church in the entire world.
Baako bunabbi bw'ofulumya.
Have prophecy release
to
all nations.
Obanga bwakugondera Katonda bubeere butyo.
Obey God to be like that.
Obanga bwakuweebwa kisa.
May that be given grace, it reach on them.
Obanga bamalayika babasinkana babatuukeko mu linnya lya Yesu.
Obo omwoyo
omutukuvu ng'alumiriza ensi
y'ekibiobutuukirivu
n'omusango atukeeri ekkanisa mu
Uganda
atukeeri
Uganda
atukeeri ekkanisa mu nsi yonna atukeeri ensi zonna zikomeko oyo omwoyo abona wonna muzabuli ya
19:9
olw'omusanvu
Verse 7.
Baka kure 10.
Up to 10.
Baka ebigambo byoyogera gwe kenyini.
What you speak yourself.
Yogera ngenda kuba nsirika njagala kuulira gwe.
I'm going to keep silent here.
Njagala kuulira gwe kubanze ngenda sirika.
Yeah, you are going to keep silent.
Njagala kuulira dobozi lyonga lya mwangu kanyo.
I want to hear your voice out loud.
Dobozi nga lya mwangu kanyo.
Your voice is out loud.
Galira angirio buna biere kanisa mu Uganda.
Yes, but church in Uganda.
Galira angira kugwanga lya Uganda.
Galira
angira kanisa mu Uganda.
Church in the entire world.
Akuulire.
Let me hear you.
What
I don't hear, you're silent. Increase your voice. Be like someone who has lost someone. You put the cry of a prophecy. Like someone struck with awe.
The
voice of the Lord.
Lift
a voice. It is a loud voice. Pray prayer.
The
voice going to Father above the heavens. As you sure.
And
the Most High hears. If that proved one in the third heavens,
2 Corinthians 12,
verses 1 to 3, and he heals you. God
in
the word heals you.
No,
he heals you.
No,
on the four corners of the earth, the spirit of truth,
and he gets
prophet to church in Uganda,
Uganda,
and to Uganda, and to church the entire world,
even
the entire world. Prove that your heart. Pray a prayer from your heart. Comes from your inner man. Prove it well.
And
the spirit with your spirit.
Praise
the same thing. Yes.
I want to
hear your voice more than that. Keep your voice silent for some time. Yes.
Join
the Holy Spirit empowers you right now. Romans chapter 8,
15
to 16
is saying,
he's giving himself with our spirit.
He groans
Abba Father. But when he groans,
groans
with goodness can be uttered. I want to see a
prophecy.
Goodness can utter.
I want
to hear the prayer.
For
goodness which cannot be uttered. And when it is hard, it thunders. When it is hard, it is understood. It is fulfilled. Yes. I want ushers
to
get microphones here. You go give one person. How they release that voice. Yes. You get a microphone there. We want church in Uganda to be loose. Let me start from pastor.
Ulira gwe Uganda, ulira gwe kanisa mu Uganda, ulira gwe kanisa mu siyo na nawe si laba mukama nga leto kwelesebwa eri batabani bafe
asa jajo
towards you
mukama kwa kwonesebwa ayisamu okwonesebwa okwokunizibwa gonna mulinnya lya Yesu omwana katonda omulamu Mukama ye yasuubiza
twagala okuwulira njagala owulira omulala awo
tukusinza tu ekitiibwa n'amaanyi twongera
katonda omuyitamu ebintu byonna tusaba omwoyo omutukuvu okubeera ng'atukulemberamu mu bujuvubwe obw'emyoyo omusanvu mulimu guno eno taata ogusembayo ku ssemazinga w'ensi eno tusobole okubeera nga tukola wamu naawe katonda omuyitamu ebintu byonna okubeera nga tusiimibwa kubanga tulaba mu biro biri eri eby'endagaano ekadde bangi tewabasiima era baazikirizibwa mu ddungu naye ku mulundi guno gwokka katonda omuyitamu ebintu byonna ng'okola omulimu ogusembayo mu bufunze era mu butuukirivu tusaba omwoyo omutukuvu okubeera ng'atuwanirira okubeera ng'atukulemberamu mukwano gwange aga amafuta agayigiriza bwayogeddeko mu yokaana mu baluwa yokaana
esiwewebala otutegeka webala olw'omulimu omujja guno gwoomukama tukkiriza nti ogenda tukola obulungi gena tukulembezamu omwoyo omutukuvu
mukama mu maite maite move tusaba otumegire amalayika omulimu amalayika badoni malayika badoni yitamu n'enjegere malayika maiko yitamu n'ekitala bayibuli ekwogeddeko okusinziira mu zabbuli eya 35:5 nti weewaawo otuuka n'essaawo n'akaseerezi n'ogoba omuzimu malayika maiko malayika badoni bagonna amaanyi agali mu nnyanja muyiteeyo mukwate emizimu ekibadde ekirumba ekkanisa weewaawo omwoyo mumaanyi atambule
ayo omwoyo w'amazima
tukwaniriza
kubanga uganda twangula okwaniriza ayo omwoyo w'amazima mu kanisa tweyongera okwaniriza ayo omwoyo w'amazima muwabuka tweyongera okwaniriza mu kanisa eya afrika ayo omwoyo atagwawo tweyongera okwaniriza eri ensi yonna n'eri ekkanisa mwensi yonna oyongere tukulemberamu mu mulimu guno oguno okusembayo era nga yeia nolwekusoni okuzza ebintu nga bwe byali nga bwe birina okuba nga bwe biri ne bigenda okuba ennaku zazaffe zonna ez'oku nsi ayo omwoyo
w'amaanyi galyoka gave gy'oli n'olwafe
kubira katonda endo lw'ey'amaanyi omugambe tukwaniriza
kitaffe
okuva waggulu w'eggulu
lyonna
efesula y'okunonyolwa omukaaga yaniriza ekigambo kya
katonda
mukama waffe yesu
afuga
eggulu n'ensi ng'asinzira mu ggulu
eryokusatu
bakolisa ekyokubiri essula ya
12
olusooka paka olw'okunamatayo 28 olw'ekkumi n'omunaana oyo afuga eggulu n'ensi mwanirize
mwanirize
mu kanisa mu Uganda
mwanirize
mu Uganda mwanirize mu kanisa mu nsi yonna mwanirize mu nsi yonna alabisibwa eri ensi yonna yanirize omwoyo w'amazima abuna wonna mugambe tukussaamu ekitiibwa tukussaamu ekitiibwa kyangu mufunula
eki
ofuna amakanda muffe
wetuli
okukola naawe omwoyo mutukufu kyangu mu kanisa mu Uganda wetuli okukola naawe kyangu mu Uganda tukwanirize omwoyo w'amazima jangu mu kanisa mu nsi yonna tukwaniriza ssebo jangu mu nsi yonna omu nejeeri amalayika abatukuvu tukwaniriza mukama. Glory and honor there for you, Lord. You can sit down. As you think of that prayer, inside your heart you prove that it's been fulfilled. Have a way you speak in your heart, in your inner man. As we visit in Matthew chapter 6, starting from verse 6 downwards, entered your house and shut the doors, your father see things in secret, you shut yourself in your inner man slowly. You are free to close your eyes. You are free to look. But when you close yourself in inner man, there is a special prayer you made that dictator poured out. You prayed it. See, you are above the heavens and throne of the Father. See, you are right in the third heaven speak with Christ Jesus. See, you have met the Holy Spirit. If you have a prayer, you pray in that Father. The prayer that you prayed, it immediately comes to pass. And you church in Uganda.
Uganda.
Not Uganda.
The church
in the entire world. Even
in
the entire world. You meditate upon that prayer. You lift in His presence, Lord. Prove you've looked in the Job 23. If I knew the dwelling place you see, the place of your throne, I have filled meaningful words, and I have brought them to you.
I have
waited to see what you answer me, Lord. You meditate upon that prayer. Lift it, I have
vowed.
Lift it with the fragrance of knowledge. As meditates in the words of understanding, as
joined
up scriptures in you, and lives the progress in the throne of God. Yes, the progress of knowledge. Thank you, Lord. Wish your neighbor that grace. Tell them, God, give us grace to praise the nations.
Pour
us anointing on our voices and our words. And are fulfilled immediately without delay. Because God is a swift cloud.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise Jesus, my children of God. Welcome back from that moment. We move to glorify God. He was led us in it. It's played in our hearts. It's moved to fulfill. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Now
we want to move on. Even this day. With God's standard strategies. Fulfilling His worldwide promised call from the year 2022, basically the nation Uganda. Praise Jesus much. And we are still moving on as we are concluding the
60th
standard strategy of God, which is known as the harvesters of spirits, getting them from this earth to take them back to heaven, that they may not be destroyed in hell and the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And these harvesters, they base under the two God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Where there is God's heavenly government on the earth, it has a responsibility to see that things done in heaven, they are done on earth. And to see that what heavens to castle, they are done on earth. And where there is also government, known as God's government in governments of the earth, or the central government of God's heavenly government on the earth, with the main responsibility of reconciling governments of the world, even God's heavenly governments on the earth, which works on the embassies of God on the earth, the holy churches of
of God on the earth.
He
meant to prove governments of the world
that
God rules in the government. 99%.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So as we still move on to finish
department,
the eight departments
government
to make up God's heavenly governments of the earth,
rather
we finish the sixth department
of
the teaching priests.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we saw when we had begun to see the responsibility of the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God in passing through them the Holy Scriptures, priests anointed anointing of seven spirits that they can pass through them to reveal fullness of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we want to appear finishing the seven spirits, for we ended on the fourth spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
So the heading we are covering, we are moving on to seeing responsibility of the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God
in
passing through them the Holy Scriptures. We see the responsibility of seven spirits and the seven eyes of God in passing through them the Holy Scriptures. The teaching priests, anointed from these seven spirits, that they can pass through them, reveal the fullness of God in the midst of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let me hope you have written down well. We have said we see responsibility of seven spirits or the seven eyes of God in passing through them the Holy Scriptures, through which the teaching priests who have been anointed from these seven spirits that they can pass through scriptures, that they reveal fullness of God in the midst of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We remember that according to Revelation chapter 1 and the verse 4, he told us like this. Revelations chapter 1 verses 4.
Yokana elie kanisa omusanvu ez'omu Asia. Ekisa kibeerenga nammwe emirembe n'emirembe. Ebiva eri oyo abaawo. Era yabaawo. Era ajja okubaawo. Era ebiva eri emyoyo omusanvu egiri mu maaso g'entebe ye.
John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We understood well all the Holy Scriptures. They were passed through the seven spirits of God, according to Revelation chapter 1 verse 4. And they got to be purified, and they got appear to be pure and while it revealed fullness of God,
and
the seven teaching priests anointed from the seven spirits of God, they can pass through the scriptures and they reveal the fullness of God. As we saw in the Psalms chapter 12 and the verse 6, and he said that the words of God are purified seven times. Let us read there, we hear Psalms chapter 12 verse
6.
The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tested in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Yes. When you see Revelation chapter 1 and the verse 4,
that
which come from the seven spirits of God, if you connect
in
Psalms 12 verse 6,
he
said the words of God, they are purified. As gold tested, seven times in the fire, them to be purified like that. As they pass through these seven spirits. And when you read the Isaiah chapter 11 and the verse 2, we were able to know the names of the seven spirits through which they passed the Holy Scriptures. Let's read again as we hear. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2.
N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye. Omwoyo gwa magezi, omwoyo gwa kutegeera, omwoyo gwa kutesa n'amaanyi, omwoyo gwa kumanya n'okutya Mukama.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
as we join up well for you in understanding,
according
how we began in Revelations 1 verse 4, that the peace of God and the grace pass through scriptures to speak with us. They pass through the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. These seven spirits, they are what purified the words of the Holy Scriptures to differ with all the other written materials in the world. As
we've
heard in the Psalms chapter 12, verse 6, and
he said,
words of God are pure words, as silver tested in the fire seven times. Now, when
you
read in Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2. We have been seeing the names of the seven spirits through which they passed the Holy Scriptures.
In
these we were able to analyze them yesterday.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we were able to see responsibility of Spirit of Wisdom in passing through him the Holy Scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We were able to see responsibility of Spirit of Wisdom passing through him the Holy Scriptures to be able to reveal to us the only wisdom which is in the Word of God, the pure wisdom which is in the Word of God, which bring an interpretation, even explanation of a thing to reaching an understanding. And we heard of scriptures as Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 8 to enter verse 9. If we reject the word of God, what wisdom can be within us? And Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verses 1, he told us that wisdom interprets, it brings understanding. Praise Jesus much. When we finished, we saw responsibility of Spirit of Understanding in passing through him the Holy Scriptures, be able to join a word upon a word, a word of God upon the word of God. So I have told you, we next saw responsibility of Spirit of Understanding in passing through him the Holy Scriptures, be able to join the Word of God upon a Word of God. It is to say that 2, 4 and above commands, 2, 4 and above verses from the Old and the New Testament to be able to give you understanding well of a matter.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we saw scripture Ecclesiastes 7, verses 7. That he joined the word upon the word to understand the matter of the meaning of a thing. The word of God upon the word of God. And we saw that in Isaiah 28, verses 9 and 10, when he said there appear 2, 4 and above commands, 2, 4 and above verses from the Old and the New Testament, be able to give us understanding. Praise Jesus much. When we finished there, we saw responsibility of spirit of counsel of God.
It's
passing through him the whole scriptures. And we understood he is the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of times and seasons. The spirit who can show things which were, those which are, even those to come. That scriptures can speak things which were, speak of those which are, even those going to come. And we read in Revelation chapter 19 and the verse 10. And it told us the testimony of Christ. It is the spirit of prophecy. And we understood the testimony of Christ. They are all the entire Holy Scriptures. According to John chapter 5, verses 39.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That all the scriptures, they are under spirit of prophecy, the spirit of times and seasons, the spirit of measurements.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Spirit will show things which were, which are, even those going to come.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
When you
finish Ecclesiastes 3 verses 1,
he
told us everything has its time and seasons.
And
we knew that Spirit is the one who does that. And we saw that all that God gave his prophets, they were given, they can speak in things which were, those which are, even those going to come. When we saw Revelation 1 verse 19,
and
he told him, write things you saw, those you see, even those going to be there. There we understood according to Proverbs that is no wisdom, no understanding, neither counsel against God.
That
the wisdom God brought in the Holy Scriptures
is
so exceeding, and there
will
not be any which challenge it. And understanding in it is very marvelous. Even the counsel in it is very high. For it shows things which were, things which are, even those going to come. Because God is the God who was,
he
is the God who is,
he
is the God going to come. And we were told, those who take counsel, it will never come to pass, neither see a blessing.
But
those who say that the Bible is outdated, these rebellious children, the popes,
yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
when we finished there, we saw responsibility of the spirit of might of God
in
passing through him the whole scriptures. And he closed them power to be that it be fulfilled. And
the
attach on them angels, thousands, the mighty ones, to see that they fulfill them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are able to read in the First Corinthians chapter 4, verses 20.
We
told the kingdom of God, they are not words, but power.
Not
letters of the scriptures, this you see, but it is power. The spirit of might is in the scriptures. Because John 6 verse 63 says, the words I said to you, they are spirits, they are life. The spirit of might is in them. When we read in the First Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4,
he
said, even our words, they were not in power of enticing words, but demonstration of the spirit and power.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we saw all scriptures have their power enough to be fulfilled by themselves. And when we
looked
in Isaiah 55, verses 10 up to 11, and
he
said, as the rain falls upon the earth, and it caused the plants to blossom, and it gives the food to the farmer. That is the way the word of God is. It cometh from his mouth. It will not return to him until accomplished that he sent it for. And it will see blessing. It will overcome.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. At the end we saw in the Psalms 103 verse 20 put their thousands of angels, the mighty ones, to fulfill his word as they hear a voice of his word. So those priests who are anointed from these seven spirits of God, they can use these holy scriptures and they reveal the fullness of God, they reveal the presence of God, even the marvelous works of God. So in this time we want to move on to see responsibility of the spirit of knowledge, responsibility of the spirit of knowledge, or the eye of knowledge of God. In passing through him the holy scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tugambye mukaseera kano.
We said in this time,
tulaba obunazibwa bw'omwoyo w'okumanya.
We see responsibility of spirit of knowledge.
Oba erisi ly'okumanya Katonda.
The eye of knowledge of God.
Mukuyisibwamu ebyawandikibwa ebitukuvu.
Passing through him the holy scriptures.
Nebiryoka bijjuzibwa omusana.
And they are filled with the light.
Omusana ogumulisa era ne gubikkula.
The light which enlightens and revealeth all the secret things of God. And they are filled of the amazing light, the marvelous light. And they are filled with the marvelous light, which reveal all the secrets of God. Even those hidden of the devils. Yes. Right there we see. Sure.
So we've
written that our heading. As we see responsibility of spirit of knowledge or the eye of knowledge of God,
and
passing through him the holy scriptures, and they are filled with the marvelous light which reveal all the secrets of God, even the hidden things of the devils. Praise Jesus much.
So
these holy scriptures, all we are passed under spirit of knowledge. And the God field of light that when you read it, if the teaching priest was poured upon the spirit of knowledge well, when we read it, can reveal the fullness of God, the presence of God, even his works in the midst of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because the scripture we read most in the second Corinthians chapter 4, right from verse 4. He speaks as he says this. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4. Second Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Verse
4. Omusano ogw'enjiri ey'ekitiibwa kya Kristo, oyo ky'ekifaananyi kya Katonda.
In whom the God of this age has blinded the minds of them who believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Verse 5.
Kubanga tetwebulira feka, wabula Kristo Yesu nga ye Mukama waffe, nafenga tuli baddu bammwe ku lwa Yesu.
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake.
Olunyolomukaga.
Verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda yeyalagira nti omusana guli akamuchizikiza eyayaka mitima jaffe okuleta omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
when you read the 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3, he said that if this gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And the verse 4 is saying, whom the God of this age, when they use God of this age, speak of God who never created heavens and earth. Our God is the God who was, who is, and he will be. But when they say the God of this age, they speak of God who never created heavens and earth, and he blinded the eye of the minds of these people. Never to
believe the
light of this glorious gospel to shine to them. Means all the gospel, all scriptures as you see them, out of them has to come light which enlightens. Light of knowledge. Because in the verse 5,
the
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5 it says, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus our Lord, ourselves as servants for his sake.
And
verse 6 is very major. For he said, because God commanded light to shine in the darkness, who shone in our hearts, gave us light of knowledge of God's glory before Christ Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That when God commanded light,
he
told it to shine in darkness. Speak of darkness of the lies. And not this one which happened in the night. But enlightens in all the lies, put them aside. And we get the truth of the things. That light of knowledge. Now the intention of passing scriptures in the spirit of knowledge, that they can get the light which exposes the secrets of God,
and
which reveals the hidden things of the devils, those of the lies. That is why he says that the moving of the word of God, it is like the light.
And
when God was releasing scriptures, proved they come in them the spirit of knowledge. The kingdom of God, what they call knowledge, it is to bring light of a thing,
and lightens
from its beginning to its end. That's why
he
speaks in the Psalms 119, verse 130, and he says this.
Zaburi chikumi kumina muenda.
Psalms 119, verse
130.
The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding unto the simple. Yes. All the words of God, when you open for them, they bring light. They bring light. And they give understanding to the simple. Now God never spoke words which just end air in the space. They are not like words of kings of the nations, even the leaders there.
And
they are not like books of the world. No. They have to give you light. Now to know the word knowledge in the kingdom of God means to get light on a thing right from its beginning up to its end. Because God speaks and he says Even if this time he wants to give us a better end, more than our beginning.
That's
when he's speaking, trying to see that these things, that the words of God reveal the secrets of God. And you see it from here to the far end where it ends. In the darkness of lies, and they don't show you where things end. They're like people who tell you, we first go to purgatory when we unclothe these bodies. But them two don't know where it is. There are no scriptures which prove it.
It lies
where it is and what is done there. But they spoke it. And there are those who say that they go to
Jannah.
Them to have no light of knowledge about it, which pass through Holy Scriptures,
which
explain that thing where it ends. But when someone says that we are going to go in Jannah, but in Jannah we are going to find there are 70 virgin girls, 70, their light has not come out for one reason. The others are virgins. Now those we've been with on the world, we birth children with, where are they going to be? Which differs from the Bible, that gives you light of things where they will end.
Tells
you in Mark 12
25-27,
they are not going to be married nor getting married, are going to be like angels. Even our wives
you had
here, when we overcome the
times,
are there with them as angels. Their light is come out. And as he told me, marry one, no time will come and we should no more marry.
And
when they tell to marry four, they
are
still, they expect to marry 70. But even the 70 who marry, and they are virgins, they heard on the world, they don't know what is their fate, where they are.
That
God, light of his world, is not light. It is darkness. The other,
is
70 virgin women, and you stir them up all. After stirring them up,
there's
no worship of God all days, even praising him, but
Jesus
being busy in sex.
Three months
not going back to the first one you began with. Yes.
7
move to 3 months. Each one you give them one day, you don't go back there. As you know a bride, when you've got them
fresh,
and the love they have, there once you spend 3 months, they've gone back there. I see as if the darkness
means
those have to commit immorality enough, yet there's no way they do it,
except
they are God for all men there, they will have 70 virgins. Means there's not any other work except having sex day and night, and without resting. As we finish the 70, the first one you left is bad love. I don't know that God, the alarms and the yearnings of that act, how he's going to stand it in that his heavens.
Even
men, I don't know the strength he will give them in those wastes. Or maybe the periods will also be no more there.
And find them
not in their periods. That God his light. What he spoke, they are lacking. When we stop things of the campaign, we speak in understanding. And when we speak in light of knowledge.
Hmm.
When you come to Tegera, no more understanding. You shake this your head, you Muslim. Come back to understanding. Now you are understanding, no more, sober. You reason how you write 70 days, 2 months with a couple of weeks there. You're writing, no stopping.
God is,
perhaps that will be the worship and praise of him there. Yearnings. But I think homosexuality, men with men, men with women, they are women with women people. For men are few, every man has 70-70. Let me leave that there. You think about them, you out there in the darkness. But as he has told you, Psalms 119, verses 30, that the entrance of the word of God brings light and it gives understanding unto the simple. Because when it is moved out,
it
has to learn new something from its start up to its end. That you can know the better end, how it will be, or a bad end.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why in Jeremiah 23, he says he has better thoughts
to
give us a better end more than a beginning. Jeremiah 29, verses 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Yes. Him God because of his certain thoughts. When he
said
Jeremiah 29, verse 11. I know the thoughts I have towards you. Give you a better end.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For the thoughts of God, they are far higher from those of the children of men, as heavens is far. That is spoken to Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. As heavens is high far, far up. Even his thoughts are far from ours.
But
all the thoughts of God, they are the Holy Scriptures. They are so exceedingly high that he tried to see their pastoral spirit of knowledge, that they can get light to enlighten us from the beginning up to the end of things. Light of knowledge.
When
someone says they have gotten knowledge, they are getting a light of a thing from its beginning to its end. Knowledge is not a word hanging in space. No. In the kingdom of God, knowledge, it is light. Lighten something from its beginning up to its end. That you can know, where am I going to get lost from? Where am I reaching on the rightful track?
No,
in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 8, you see the end of a matter
is
better than its beginning. Let's read, we see. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 8.
Enkomero yechigambo esingo bulungi okusoka kwacho.
Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Yes. The end of a thing or the end of a matter
is
better than its beginning. Now God, passing Holy Scripture through spirit of knowledge, as other spirits we've seen them above, Wanted in the spirit of knowledge, give them light. As you see when it's dawned, and the sun comes out, and you see to the far off, right far off, more than the night,
and
don't see even one nearing you. Now, upon which you see that religions pervert it, beliefs pervert it, and there came false salvation instead of the truthful one, and the things preached, the spirit of knowledge never manifests, the spirit who brings life, see things from where you are on the earth, passing through all the heavens up to above the heavens, in the new heavens, you are to the everlasting of God. And those who preach when they preach, the light they give you, almost it is dimness.
It's
to know how you will eat food, to know issues of cars and houses,
things
empire, they have not showed life the far it has to go. In the midst there is a great perversions, and he says, cry not for one who dies, but weep bitterly for the one who goes. Now this is trouble. People,
they
don't get light of knowledge, passing through the word of God, enlightens from where life is, passing through the journey it will pass through to go back to heavens. Because many have not made it because of that. They have lies. How are they to live tomorrow? How are they to get businesses? How are they to build houses? But they build for this person who ends here, the body, the outward man. Now the inner man, your spirit,
its
journey is long, still moving on, has to go in the eternal life which lives in heavens.
It's
more beyond the heavens which is, for the heavens and the earth which are, they are to pass away.
We
have got the new heavens and the new earth where Radius says dwell. Now because we have that light of knowledge, that's why we enlighten going beyond the usual life. Many have gotten lost in the midst there. And God, when you hear him say, my people are desperate for lacking knowledge, even for lacking revelation, they have not light of their life from where it is to reach where it will end. Are we together? There is a problem. That's why he speaks.
Is it Jeremiah?
Jeremiah 22, verses 10. There are those who get lost along the way. We came from heavens, and they don't reach back there. They do not have the lights. Let's read, we say. Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 10.
Temukabiranga maziga oyafa. Sote mumukungu bagira. Naye mukabire nyonyini ya mazigo oyagenda. Kubanga tachada na te. Sota lilavansi ye wawe.
Weep not for the dead, neither bemoan him, but weep busily for him that goes away. For he shall return no more, nor see his native country. Yes.
Jeremiah
22:10 verse says, cry not for the one who dies. You know, we have one who dies. It's the outward man, the body, flesh and blood, which cannot inherit kingdom of heavens. We don't cry for that one. They say we cry not for him, but in the world they cry for him much. And the problem, they prepare many good things for him. We fight for him very much. My God, we fight for the body and try much how we shall live tomorrow, and we build. We prepare for
it,
and we buy cars it sits comfortable, but the spirit You don't know where it is going. Whether it's lost on the way to, into hell, that never reached his native country, in the kingdom of heavens. Both now there is a darkness. There is no knowledge in the world now. When we
say
there's no knowledge, there is no light of the world which enlightens and can enlighten us things from where we are here to reaching the end of life where it is going to outlive.
And
we get enlightenment. What we call it?
Okuzikizibwa.
We are blacked. Yes.
Amadini.
Religions. Total darkness there, you don't see even where you're going.
Bakunyumiza purgatory, jota manina ania
jitonda. Purgatory, you don't know who even created it. There is darkness in religions. Those of religion, why get anger? Now give us light you have so far. Don't you darkness of ignorance. Darkness of not being revealed. Life from where it is to reaching its end. You just find yourself, you
check
from the body, you the spirit, and you are in hell. Yet you've been in that religion. And you're in beliefs which never give light. When we speak of light of knowledge, passing through the word of God,
ask
light and how life is going to be moving. How did it come here on this earth? How does it go? Where? And if it's to fall in hell, is there peace? And enlighten, show you what is there. If they are to go to heaven, how is it to handle it? And what goodness is there? And we give you the light. Our Lord Jesus revealed us here last time in the John chapter 6, 25 downwards. When we work for food which never reach eternal life, people love things of eternal life. They pray, give me that food, I eat of it today. He said, one who eats of me and drink of my blood, they have eternal life. They ran from him before he explained eating on him what it means. Yet in the tell them no, you believe me, what I said, their spirit is the one who believes.
The few
who remained were one who got the explanation. As you yearn for eatings of the world, remember even the spirit needs even more. For it goes in that life which never ends. That of hell and lake of fire, it never ends. Even that which goes to heaven, it never ends also. Now you have to get light. That of the word of God, which brings knowledge, to be revelation. Where are you heading to according to the journey you are on to? There are a belief filled of that darkness. There are a beliefs in the world. Salvation. You see, every day you do not have light enough. But they try to see. And they proclaim peace upon the body. They try day and night. Many of you have climbed mountains, not working for your spirits, but the bodies. Your forefathers, they did the same thing and they unclosed them. Now their end, they are out there mourning in hell. That I speak truth. As of before. Someone has said that speaks truth. It means he has been lying to us before. I've given you medicine.
I
speak truth as before.
Lest
you get sick in the midst of the service. You get sick in your mind. That is the truth. How long has been deceiving us? No. Just as before it's been. Praise Jesus much.
So,
and it's not good. Your life will play upon it like that. And you make it climb mountains.
Yet,
you work for the body, you will unclothe no matter what you will do. And you groan.
Yet,
groan one thing, how am I to travel in America?
Not yet,
how you will reach in the heavens in the eternal life. You are so weak and you are in darkness. Of ignorance. Not be revealed at the end of things. God, all scriptures, decided to pass through them in the spirit of knowledge.
Yes.
They pass through spirit of knowledge. They get light.
Light
from the beginning to the end. And reveals all secrets of God. Can reveal the hidden things of the devils. In the midst of the way you can avoid. As you follow the end of the thing. But you are in a religion. And the false beliefs. And you are in the false salvation. And you like to work for daily food. You fight, you pray, you fast. But you never fasted for eternal life. You think a person in hell today, if they are given, just come back to the world. They can fast for what? They fast much to see that. They don't fall in that place they have come from. But chance is no more there. Don't accept waste time for your lives.
Though
you want to eat what kind of food?
Amatama.
The chicks. They will be testing food till you will unclose the body. But the ears will be testing words. Until you will unclose the body. Defend the stomach before food. And food for the stomach. All God will destroy them. You will remain there. You mind to sit in a car. Not minded to sit in heaven. That kills you. Cry tears.
No.
You are not there. Come show yourself. But you.
Push
your heads in the ground, he keeps silent.
He
says you cry for wisdom and understanding. What are you crying for? Food which cometh from heavens or it's on the earth. You have a journey more than food. Your journey. It's more than that of a car. It's more than that of an aeroplane. Though you bought a missile. You bought a rocket. Yes. The rocket. It's more of it. Though you yearn for rockets that are given you. It will never enter you in heavens. Though you will buy how many lands on this earth,
you
cannot convert them, they give you a portion of a seat in heaven. Have you understood? Yes.
Though
you buy entire Uganda,
to
give you a portion of a seat in heaven, you cannot convert all that land to get what buys a seat in the heavens. It's impossible. Now, pastors, you have gathered.
But I mean,
look at them. Pastor, you speak about us, you man. We all are pastors. We all are apostles. We all are prophets. We are evangelists. You one way get angered because you do things not right. And you inflict pain on your brethren. You buy prado to another. I don't know whether you will convert them. And
it
become a spiritual transport to move you to heaven. My.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But you know that when you get this light, the light of knowledge which passes through the word of God, which reveals all, shows you from the start to the end of things and reveals all secrets. And he ended as he said in Luke chapter 8 verse 16 up to 17, after lighting the lamp of knowledge, he does not allow be put under a basket, but to lighten. Let us read, we see Luke chapter 8 verse 16.
Era tewali akoleza tabaza n'agisaanikira mu kibbo oba okugisa wansi w'ekiriri naye agisa ku kikondo abayingiramu balabe bwe yaka.
No man, when he has lightened a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on the lampstand that they who enter in may see the light.
Olw'ekumi n'omusanvu.
Verse 17.
Kubanga tewali kigambo ekyakisibwa ekitalirabisibwa.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hidden that shall not be known and come to light. Yes. Nothing which is secret which will not be manifest.
It
is nothing hid which will not be known and brought out in light.
Now
God, what he said to bring it in light, it's not this physical light of the sun. The sacred things, they are one of God. But them too, he says, I want all they be enlightened. The sacred things, the hidden things. He said, I want light of knowledge passing through the word of God.
He bring
them in knowledge. In the midst of light, everything is known.
He
is
going
to prove us as you filled of the Spirit. The Spirit on the fifth, the Spirit of knowledge. It was passed through all the scriptures and they were given light, light, marvelous light, which reveals things from their start to the end of them, the sacred things of God and even the hidden things of the devils. Now I wonder, indeed, religions, if you put aside, yes, the wizards, no. Wizards, not. Total darkness there. Darkness of ignorance. Of
not
being revealed a little. And religion, they are in darkness still,
of
not be revealed of where they are going. Those of the beliefs, they are in the dimness of corning themselves, that you're going to live in the paradise of God on the earth. Those ones, they say, they're Jehovah's. They will live in the paradise of God on this earth. God, according to light, he says, heavens and earth which are to pass away. Now they're going to be with each earth. In the paradise of God on the earth, the new earth, which is found where? They do not have light. Have you seen? Now you of the false salvation. My God. Just wasting time there. Troubles. Changing the gospel, troubling people's lives. You've taken care of the bodies. You've prophesied divinated upon it. And the spirit forgot it. You, the originals in that body. But as it says in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29, that the sacred things, they are of the Lord our God. But even those hidden, those revealed are ours. This time, nothing sacred is going to leave sacred. Because he has to fulfill Luke chapter 8. Verse 16 to 17, that nothing sacred it will not be manifest.
And
there's nothing here which will not be known and brought out in light.
So
if you look to Deuteronomy 29 verse 29, the sacred which have been to of God, he said, let them be revealed. That's why they sent the ministry of the full knowledge of God to reveal all.
It's
why they brought up the teaching priests
and
filled well anointing of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, that they revealed the fullness of God, that they revealed the presence of God, even His works. In the same way,
I
say the 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 to 3, that
we
denied the shameful hidden things, but we expose them publicly. The time has come.
Even
those which have been hidden of the devils, for the light of knowledge, passing through the word of God, reveal things from their start to the end. God's ready poured that light.
Mighty
move of the Holy Spirit, that He will reveal everything. When you reach in full knowledge, what you first know, you're going to be in secret as they are being revealed. Even the hidden things of Satan, and they are revealed. Until you'll unclose the body, go back home to heavens.
Ay.
In the Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14, all things reproved, light has to manifest them. It means if faith be revealed the sacred things of God, light is not there.
We
reveal the hidden things of the devil. The light of knowledge passing through the word of God, it is not there. It means what are we in?
Uganda.
Church in Uganda, in the entire world, what are we up to? Let's read here, we see. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14.
Naye ebigambo byonna bwe bibuulirwa omusana gubirabisa.
But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever does make manifest, it's the light. Yes. All words, when they are revealed, whether those speak of the secrets of God, or those speaking of the hidden things of the devils, light alone is what can reveal them and manifest them. Light passing through the word of God, which brings knowledge, amazing revelation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Both spoken of them like this in the summary. Now I want us to know the responsibility. I want us to know responsibility of the spirit of fear of the Lord. That's where we have gone. These things are very major, important. We might move of the Holy Spirit. We must know Him very well. How we are going to work with Him. And not go on the roads to make noise there. That's a mighty, mighty move.
The Holy Spirit
revival. Holy Spirit revival. My God.
So
let's see responsibility or spirit of fear of the Lord.
Be passed
through Him the Holy Scriptures. Responsibility or spirit of fear of the Lord.
Passing
through Him the Holy Scriptures. That they may bring the fear of the Lord to hate evil and to help many depart from evils as we keep the commands, the laws, judgments, statutes,
and
the ordinances of God. Yes. You write down slowly. Let me see, Pastor. Responsibility, spirit of fear of the Lord, be passed through the Holy Scriptures. To be able to bring fear of the Lord, it is to hate evil.
And
to help many depart from evil. As we keep His commandments, the laws,
emisango,
judgments, statutes, and ordinances of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
all these holy scriptures, till they were passed through the sixth spirit, the spirit of fear of the Lord, able to fulfill those intentions above. Those poured upon spirit of fear of the Lord, when they read them,
and
when they reveal them to others, as the teaching priests, they can bring the fear of the Lord to hate evil,
helping
many depart from evil. And people keep the commands of God, and they are not hardened in them, and they bring the presence of God to the people, because people have hated evil. Praise Jesus much. You know the word fear of the God. It's not the trembling and only humbling yourself. Humbling and trembling, they come later. After you've hated evil, you try to see you help many depart from evil. And then you attach on to humbling yourself, even the tremble as you serve God. Not to just tremble like that. You must fear evil. You do not dare get close. It should not touch me.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But that is the end of all things.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Because Him, Ecclesiastes said, Ecclesiastes 12, verses 13, it says this. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 14.
Ekigambo ekyo wekikoma wano. Byonna biwuliddwa, otyanga Katonda, okwatanga ebiragiro bye, kubanga ekyo bye byonna ebigwanira omuntu.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Yes.
Ekigambo kya Katonda kyonna.
The entire word of God.
It
ended and they have to pass through the spirit of fear of the Lord. The end of the thing will be you fear God. And you keep in his commandments. That's the duty man ought to do.
But
the works you do under the sun. Very many of them. But what ought you to do, you've still failed on them. You struggle meander in different things.
Say,
possibly you get of people. I don't look and need people with myself. I need children of God. For one of God, hears the words of God. You still a person, keep waiting.
But
if one become a child of God, come. Jesus never wants people not yet tired.
He called
all weary and they are tired of the world. And they want to go back home in heavens.
Amen.
Yes. I call all you people. You come to me. He said, all both weary and burdened. You're not yet weary of the world. You keep being there, it drives you. When you'll unclothe the body, you'll end in hell. And the lake of fire waits for you. But we were weary of the world. And we are heavy laden. We
sit
breaking us, sending us in hell. We came to Jesus to show us rest of our spirits. Not of the bodies. It's of the spirits. But one who rests the spirits, he can still rest the bodies.
For
it first watches over the spirits, they go to eternal life. The
bodies rest
after, for they are just for the moment of this world. But still they will rest. Yes.
But
though you don't rest it will rest itself. Yes. It first switches off the ears. You're no more here. It switches off the eyes. You no more have sight. It switches off.
Off.
You stretch. Pop. You bend.
We are switching.
He say
off.
We are gradually switching off.
Switching off.
Switch off the tongue. And then you will tremble like that.
You
tremble like that. He said, you see,
we must rest.
We have to
we are
rest.
Fresh and blessed.
Fetuli mubiri na musayi. After it switched off the bones, he said, you begin to probably be tired of standing too much. Your grandmother, grandfather, a child. Switch off the speech, which has been smart, is beginning to be a funny speech. Yes. It frowns the face like that. You don't know we're tired. After I switch off, grandchildren, I am no more feel my leg. First takes off all the taps and they just lose themselves. No control anymore. help it, it's already aged. It can even take off the memory. We don't remember whether we're in the earth or in the ground. Memories off. Now the spirit. I have to go to this person. They find you struggling in the house. You have to go there. John, are you there? You move around your house that you visit a neighbor. What happens?
They
find you, it is switched off. We are tired. And the dead body is there. I don't care. It's tired like that. I don't care.
Now
the spirit, you know where you're going according to the actions.
required it us to rest.
There's a
point which is crushing us that it bursts. Crushes. We have rested.
That's why
when Jesus called us weary, he said to give you rest of the spirit. For the bodies, whether not given rest, whether given, it has to rest.
Though
you fornicate, little gentleman, you will rest that fornication.
They
beat you, inhale you the spirit. You get tired, you prostitute, you will get tired. Those parts, they will get tired. You get older, they begin to get funny like that. Tired. We're tired.
You
get tired of bewitching. You must be beaten in hell for that bewitching. You will get tired. And the body will rest. You denied Jesus. He called you
still
the rest of your spirit.
Hey.
Yes. You get angry. It will get tired. You see, get tired, he says. We want to sleep. We want to sleep. We can no more open our eyes.
Beat
you down wherever you are asleep. Though you will abuse, you
could
reach and the jaw say, I cannot more. And the jaw is struggling, it can't speak any words. You
thought
you
will get
and that you'll rest. Those legs you move in fornicating, stealing, they will get tired. They will rest. Now your spirit will face it.
When
your
acts
did in the body, it will go with your spirit.
It's
rested in the grave. Given maggots foods to eat. All the bones are like mocking the spirit. You, we finished you like that. The bones are in the grave. They're mocking the spirits.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. The gospel that is sunk.
Yes.
The Holy Scriptures, the apostle spirit of fear of the Lord, they may keep bring fear of the Lord, hating evil,
and
help many depart from evil. As we keep his commands, the laws, the judgments, the statutes, and the ordinances of God, that we reach in the eternal life. Because in the Proverbs chapter 8, verse 14, the fear of God is to hate evil. No way else you can explain it. Proverbs chapter 8, verse
13.
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth do I hate. Yes. The fear of God is to hate evil. In the evil, there is pride. Pride. Yes. There is arrogance. This is advanced pride. A perverse mouth.
You
just keep speaking whatever you find. And they don't bring fear of the Lord. To hate an evil. Whether it's keeping abusing. Thinking what's not right about God. And things like those.
And they gained the fear of the Lord.
After it hated evil.
Step is to help many depart from evil. Because the fear of the Lord is saying,
you
people are getting destroyed.
And
me, I'm here, you sent me. If you don't help others depart from evil, your fear of the Lord is not truthful. Let us read Proverbs chapter 16, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 16, verse
6.
By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Yes. The fear of God helps men depart from evil. Any person, as they preach the word of God, when they have been anointed by the Spirit of God in His fullness, the seven spirits of God, where the spirit of fear of the Lord, and is the priest of God, when they preach,
the
preach of the scriptures must bring the hidden of evil.
But
if church moves to sin more, then you know that person calls himself servant of God, anointed of the Lord.
And
the spirit of fear of God has not been anointed upon him. We cannot be preaching here and you move on cloth miniskirts. You move on walking in your tight panties. You conduct yourself in a funny way, in manners of not fear of God. And then I think I am preaching. I think you have anointing on me, because I've stretched my hands and you fall off. The difference with the shrine has not appeared. It's in a shrine times two. In the shrines, demons come on them and they fall in the altar fires. Now in the there it falls on one. Here it throws many at once. Now what is falling when you've not aligned yourselves? It is the power of God. Are we there? When you fell on the slippery ground, it was power of who?
You fall
into the power of God. Then when you fell on the slippery ground, you already fell by the power of God.
All
plants grow by your power for not making noise.
Wanji,
are we there? Now the truth is, brethren, the teaching priests, they must have been anointed this anointing from the seven spirits of God, that they can reveal the holy scriptures, that they bring fullness of God in the world, the presence of God to fear him, to hate an evil, help many depart from evil. Any person preach all words of God, the holy scriptures,
they
must have the spirit of fear of God in them. They help many depart from evil. When you speak Jeremiah 23:22, he
said,
if they had stood in the castle of his words, they would have proclaimed to his people his words and make them in their evil way and their evil acts. God calls them to fear of God. When they are heard, people live evil. But you know that they're just speaking violent tongues. And they're right there, winds. And they have mercy upon you sometimes. Some parts of God out there. And your words. No, no. There is no fear of God in them.
Look,
the children of God you've gathered in the congregation, how they appear. Look, the mentality of not fearing God, which is in them, come from preaching words which don't hold spirit of fear of the Lord. The spirit who convicts the world of sin, righteousness and judgment. Let's read Jeremiah.
Yeremia esula ya 23, olunyo lwa 22.
Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 22.
Naye singa batula mukutesa kwange, kale bandi uliza abantu bange bigambo byange, era bandi chusiza, bandi bachusiza okuleke kubo lyabwe bi, nobubi obwe bikolwa byabwe.
But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Yes.
If
all the words of the scriptures
can
be preached and they are in the spirit of fear of the Lord, when you hear it, you have to leave evils. All the ways which are not worthy, that not of fear of God, all you have to leave them.
Even
those hardened rich point, they say, but
me,
how long will I be in this? Yes. If you see those hardened increasing and you hear things preached, watching over the body eatings, as you speak words which shame God, that God checks the hearts and he never checks the bodies, for what feels in this person's heart, it is what moves out of them. You think you clothe the miniskirt coming from where? It comes from where? Not from within your heart. If it's not from the heart, why you pull it as you sit on the bottom bike or that your chair? Why do you think of it if it's not from the heart? Why do you look yourself in the mirror?
You have
just clothed
with
those from the heart and it just keep moving.
Satan
has deceived much.
And use
of God to corrupt his children. But God, as is living,
he
moves in spirit and might. It is truthful. He moves in this nation. Because we hear him. We hear a voice of spirit of the Lord. We say one with the ear. Let them hear what the spirit tells the church. If not yet heard him, you will not move with him. Not yet heard what the spirit tells the church. Do not expect to move with him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if you moyo kutya mukama
the spirit of fear of the Lord, we end it there in the summary. Then we want to see the way the Holy Scriptures, responsibility of spirit of the Lord. Yes. You write down responsibility of spirit of the Lord. Responsibility of spirit of the Lord in passing through him the Holy Scriptures. That he revealed the fullness of God, the glory of God, and the works of God in the midst of the world. We say we see responsibility of spirit of the Lord
being
passed through the Holy Scriptures. That they can reveal the fullness of God, the glory of God, or the presence of God, even the works of God in the midst of the world. Sure. If scriptures cannot reveal the fullness of God, then the Spirit of God is doing nothing. Yes. And they don't reveal His glory or His presence. Not. Cannot manifest His marvelous works in the midst of the world. The Spirit of the Lord, we've not understood Him. Because in the John chapter 6, in verse 63, all the words He told us, they are spirit. It means, they have not been able to manifest the presence of God. You know, God is the Spirit. They are the scriptures. Yes. Sure. If they cannot manifest His presence in His fullness and His works, then I don't know. But let's read John, we see. John chapter 6, verse 63.
Omoyo gwe guleto bulamu, omubiri teguliko kyekugasa. Ebigambo bye mbagambye gwe moyo bwe bulamu.
It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Yes. All the scriptures, they were passed through the Spirit of the Lord. They manifest glory of God known as the Spirit. Yes.
And
they manifest presence of God. And when they are read, we see God. You know John 6:63. The words I said to you, they are spirits. They are life. And God too. He is spirit. He is life. Yes. You know in John chapter 4, verse 24, he says this. John chapter 4, verse 24.
Katonda gwe moyo.
God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Yes. When John 6:63, the words I said to you, they are spirits. They are alive. John 4 verse 24, God is the spirit.
And
those who worship Him must worship Him in the Spirit and in truth. If the scriptures are spirits, God too is spirit. The difference with the scriptures, where is it? It is Him.
And
when you read them like this, you see Him. When they are read to you and they are revealed, you see God. You see God the Father because His Spirit. You see God the Word because His Spirit. You see God the Spirit because He's the Spirit. You know in the 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17, you see our Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Let us read, we see.
2
Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Yes.
You
know, when you connect scriptures, when you look, John chapter 6, verse 63, the words I said to you, they are spirits, they are life.
And
these words, if they are spirits, and God too is a spirit, John 4, verse 24, God is a spirit. You cannot differentiate them. What about our Lord? In the 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, it says, our Lord is the Spirit. Where is the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The meaning of these three scriptures, John
6,
verse
63,
John 4, verse
24,
2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, it's to say that all scriptures, they were passed through the Spirit of the Lord. Because they are spirits themselves, scriptures. It is God Himself, the Father, God Himself, the Word, whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. It is God, the Holy Spirit Himself, that when you read in there, and if the teaching
priest,
anointed by the seven spirits, he reads through them, they bring the full knowledge of God and His glory, His presence, then His marvelous works. That is why you
say,
when the Spirit of the Lord gets there from the Father, he is fed from the Word, the Son, Jesus. He said, getting them, they have to glorify them. Yes. The scriptures,
it's
not where we are glorified in them, except God has first been glorified. We are glorified, or we be lifted after we have lifted up God. That is why he said, the works you've given me, I conclude them on the earth. I have glorified you on the earth. You
will
now glorify me together with you.
The
glory I was with you before the world existed. That he first glorified the Father. Then he asked the Father to glorify him. Even the ministers, we are like that.
Even
though we can speak which level of anointing, which reveal all the Holy Scriptures, they are spirits, it is God. They are there to glorify God. They reveal His fullness. We all are found in there. They reveal His glory. They reveal His presence. They reveal the marvelous works of His hands. Let's read in the John chapter 16, verses 12 up to 15. John chapter 16 from verse 12.
Nchali na binji okubabulira naye temuyinza kubigumikiriza kakano.
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now.
Olunyolwe 13.
Verse 14.
Naye bwalijjo yo moyo wa mazima anabalungamyanga mazima gonna kubanga tayogerenga kubwe eka naye byonna byanawuliranga byanayogeranga.
But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Verse
14.
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Verse
15.
All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Yes. All the Holy Scriptures, they went to be passed through the Spirit of the Lord. And they have to glorify God the Father. Even the word of the Son Jesus. For what is of the Father, they are of Jesus. I would have spoken much as he said.
The
John 16 verse 12. I had much to tell you, but the space to put them. Now in summary,
preachers
will be passed to the Spirit of the Lord. Prove that them and God, there is no difference. For God is the Spirit, and the scriptures, they are spirits, and they are there to reveal the fullness of God, His presence and His glory, even the marvelous works of His hands. Praise Jesus much. And the priests, the teaching priests, they must have been anointed, anointing of the seven spirits, which can teach, which can heal, to loosen people, to renew the people. Praise Jesus much. So I want to go to another aspect. As we conclude. That these seven teaching priests, they must appear as the high priest who rules over heavens and earth. And they have been put upon anointing of seven spirits to reveal the fullness of God. The seven teaching priests, they have to be like the high priest over heavens and earth. And they have been poured upon anointing of seven spirits to revealing the fullness of God, passing through the Holy Scriptures. Yes. They are just like the high priest. Yes. You know, in the Joshua chapter 6, Joshua chapter 6, verses 6, even the verse 8, he says like this.
Joshua
chapter 6, verses 6.
Joshua, omwana wa Nuni, naita bakabona, nabagamba nti musitule sanduko eyendagano. Era bakabona musanvu, basitule ngombe musanvu, ezama yemba gendiga ensajja.
And Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. Yes. All the priests. For we all are the priests. We enter the priesthood.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Possible to carry the covenant box of the law. The covenant box of the word of God. Yes. It's the Old and the New Testament now. But we have the seven who lead us. Holding the seven trumpets.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. These are when they call the teaching priests. The midst of their fellow priests. If you read well that verse, let us repeat it. Joshua chapter 6 verse 6.
Joshua, omwana wa Nuni, naita bakabona, na bagamba nti musitule sanduko yendagano, era bakabona musanvu, basitule ngombe musanvu, ezama yemba agendi gensajja.
And Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said unto them, take up the covenant and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. Yes. These priests, we all, right from the first department of church, first department of God is heavenly governments of the earth, department of the church, deacons and the bishops, the judges, the elders of the church, brethren of the singers, even these teaching priests, all there we are in the priesthood, which is responsible to carry the covenant of God, the covenant of box of the laws of God. Today what we call the Old and the New Testament. But we have seven teaching priests who lead us in revealing the fullness of God. And they have those trumpets. The secrets of the trumpets are like this. That in the trumpets, they pour their anointing to anoint the others. Yes. Sure. Not to just blow with them, but that they are filled, anointed to be poured upon others. Yes. This is
piece
of it in the First Samuel, chapter 16. Let's first read it, then get back.
Samuel,
chapter 16, verse 16. First Samuel chapter 16 verse 14.
Awo Samuel n'alyokaddira ejjembe lya mafuta, n'amufukako mafuta wakati mu baganda be, Omoyo gwa Mukama neguja ku Daudi n'amaanyi okuva ku lunaku olwo n'okweyongerayo. Awo Samweri n'agolokoka n'agenda e Lama.
Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Yes. When you connect 1 Samuel chapter 16. This verse 13. That anointing is in the horn.
In
the horn. To be poured on the others. If you go back to Joshua chapter 6. In the verse 6. All priests after they carried the covenant box. Where is the Old and New Testament now? There are priests who led the trumpets of horns. But their sign, it was to pour, give them anointing of seven spirits to keep anointing others. Yes. You have understood well then. Now let's get back to Joshua.
Joshua
chapter 6 verse 6.
Joshua omwana wa Nuni naita bakabona nabagamba ati musule sanduko yendagano eyabakabona musanvu basule engombe musanvu ezama yembege ndige nsajja bazikulembeze esanduko ya Mukama.
Katusomoro munana kuita mufunzi.
Joshua sura ya mukaga onyoro munana.
Joshua chapter 6 verse 8.
Awo Joshua bwe yamala okwogera n'abantu bakabona musanvu abasitule ng'ombe omusanvu ez'amayembe g'endiga ensajja mu maaso ga Mukama ne bayita ne bafuuwa ne bakomota eŋŋombe essanduko y'endagaano ya Mukama ng'ebavaako ennyuma.
And it came to pass when Joshua had spoken unto the people that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. Yes. They can blow the trumpets to command the anointing of the seven spirits to spread the people. But now we no more go pour upon them physically.
Even
to lead in the work of manifesting. These seven spirits. First passing through scriptures. Even in working.
And
they must appear that the high priest over heavens and earth. The Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you look to Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14, after
16,
this is the high priest of heavens and earth. Hebrews chapter 4, verse
14. Eyaita muguru, Yesu omwana wa Katonda.
Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Yes. We have a high priest
who
reigns over heavens and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And everywhere where the ministry will be, never choose or elect a high priest.
Because
the high priest over heavens and earth is there, Jesus Christ. These seven priests,
they are
chosen in the department of the teaching priests
to anoint
all the priests who come from the departments of the church,
and
them to come being prepared to reach in that level. These priests still, they will be there.
And
they will have their trumpets in their offices. And where they need to be blowing them, they will come out blow them. But most of all, they will manifest that anointing through teaching, preaching and teaching, as they reveal the fullness of God.
The glory and the presence of God, even the works of God in the midst of the world.
Now,
this high priest Jesus Christ, in Revelation chapter 5, the verse 6, appeared he to had these seven spirits. Yes. And the seven eyes of God.
And
him alone is worthy to open the scroll. Reveal all the secrets. Let's read in the Revelations. Revelations chapter 5, verse 6.
Nenda ba wakati wentebe, nevira mwevina. Ne wakati wabakade. Omwana gwendiga nga ayimiridde. Ngafana nange yatibwa. Ngalina mayembe musanvu. Namaso musanvu. Jemeyo musanvu eja katonda. Ejitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, although it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth in all the earth. Yes. They saw him with seven horns, understood the seven
those
blown which the priests have. He has them one by
these
ones represent him. They
are
broken down seven times. He appears one. He takes all of them. But it's intended to say, and they represent the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God, those seven
in
all earth,
supposed
to reveal the fullness of God, the presence of God, even the works of his hands. Because in the verse 7, they say it like this. Revelation chapter 5, verse
7.
And he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Verse
8. Ngalina enanga nebibya ebya zabo ebijudde obubane kwe kusaba kwa abatukuvu.
And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the holy ones. Yes. For he had the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God.
Those
worthy to open the scroll of the Lord, to reveal no secrets, even those hidden, able to bring the fullness of God, the presence of God, and these works.
He's honored
by all creations. That is why the teaching
you
are honored right from heaven.
To
all the
creation.
Because you're going to show the praise of God. All creations bring out the harps and the instruments, and they praise God whom they have understood. That's why it's in the verse 8 saying like this. Revelation chapter 5, verses 8.
Ebiramu ebina n'abakadde amakumi abiri mu bana ne bavunama maaso g'omwana gw'endiga buli muntu ng'alina ennanga n'ebibya bya zaabu ebijudde obubaane kwe kusaba kw'abatukuvu.
And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the holy ones. There is even answers to the prayers of the holy ones. That's why the ones we began with here. I told you, pray for your brethren. Have a prophecy, speak upon them. Speak to the church in Uganda. Speak to the entire world. Speak to the entire world. Because he hears.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. In that time, prayers of the Holy Ones, they are answered. God has a reason why He answers them. For the reason His fullness is being revealed, His presence, even the works of His hands, they are being revealed.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we shall come back tomorrow. We revealed the seven divisions of responsibilities of the teaching priests. The first division is to make the world know presence of God the Father, the word whom we know as the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The second, we shall start from there. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening, believing, putting in action, being a faithful servant,
who
will be able to spread to others. God bless you to go with you. In the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.